Our keynote speaker today is Coach Rennie Mason. In May of 2015, Coach Mason succeeded longtime coach Gene Rushing as head men's basketball coach at Louisiana College. In April of 2017, LC promoted Coach Mason to athletic director in addition to his role as head men's basketball coach. Coach Mason came to LC from Evangel Christian Academy in Shreveport, where he had a 154-53 record for his seven-year stint at Evangel, including three district championships and district coach of the year in 2010, 2011, and 15, respectively. He's a graduate of University of New Orleans with a BS in General Studies. Mason played collegiate ball at Louisiana Tech and UNO. He brings almost 30 years of experience as a player and a coach at the collegiate and pro levels alike. He was general manager and assistant coach of the Dodge City Legend in Dodge City, Kansas, coached at UNO and the University of Minnesota Morris, and coached a touring team that played preseason games with Division I teams. He has worked and played for Dale Osborne, assistant coach with the Portland Trail Blazers, Tick Price, head coach at Lamar University, Beaumont, and Tim Floyd, head coach at the University of Texas, El Paso. And in addition to his talent as a player and a coach, Coach Mason brought godly character and a love for the Lord to his position, and those are qualities that Louisiana College values highly. And we are privileged today to have Coach Mason speaking for us. Please welcome him.
Thank you all. Thank you, Pastor Holloway. Thank you to this church for extending this invitation to me today. I never take for granted an opportunity to talk to God's people. It is a privilege, and I also understand that it's my duty to carry God's word out no matter who I'm speaking to. Is Ms. Holloway still in here? I hope you can hear me, but as she was leading her devotion, I promise she's on what I was going to share with today. I'm going to go to one piece to finish out her devotion. Each and every one of us in here, God chose us, but he could use anyone. And so we can't hide. We have to move to the forefront. And the title of just my encouragement today is Encouragement for the Battle. Encouragement for the Battle. And so I won't take a lot of your time, but we can't be afraid to change. We can't be afraid, because the more we study God's word, the more we interact with God's people, I believe that new revelation comes to us. And when God gives us the new revelation, we need to apply it in our lives practically, not only personally, but professionally. As I sat at the table and I listened to all the different vocations that are in this room here pretty much touches every point of society. And so there's dutiful examples of different experiences. There are dutiful situations that have not always been good situations that we need to take to add into our process of what we do in our daily jobs. The second piece of this is don't be afraid to ask for help. As leaders, sometimes we reach positions of authority, we reach positions of decision making, and sometimes we think the ball stops with us. I'm a firm believer that through the scriptures that our God places people around us to carry out the vision that he's placed in us. Sometimes we stifle the vision that God has placed in us by being too controlling or being too domineering in situations. And so I think it's important that we use what God has given us to carry out his vision. Each and every one of us have a part to play in the kingdom of God. And unfortunately, I think oftentimes, particularly the young people that I serve, I was just sharing this at the table, and I use the word serve because that's what we are. We're servants. It is a privilege for us to serve God. The young people that I interact with day in and day out, I thought I had a big responsibility when it was just 15 kids, Mr. Morris. I just thought it was big. And then this new role came. And that 15 jumped to 331 athletes. It jumped to 10 or 11 coaches. And one of the things that I impress upon our coaches all the time is that the examples that we set have to be from the heart. Doesn't mean we're going to be perfect, for we all know in here there's only one perfect son, and that's Jesus. So, but what it does mean is we've got to do the best we can every day to be an example. So the young people that I serve there, I may get a call at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock, and they've got an issue. To them, it's this big old issue. To me, I've seen it 1,000 times because I've been in this business 20, 25 years. But it is important to pay attention to their position in life at that time. Some of you all are responsible for workers. Some of you all have to lead up sometimes. What do I mean by lead up? I have gained knowledge, information, new insight from those that work with me that I'm responsible for. I have to be able to take heed from that, because if I have been called by God to do a job, every bit of information that he brings to me, I believe that it's for my good. My Holy Spirit will tell me if it's not right. My Holy Spirit will tell me if I need to do more research. Oftentimes, I find myself in Mr. Hargis' office because I need his insight. I need his understanding of this particular situation. And sometimes, I'm going to get better at this, Mr. Hargis, sometimes I just show up like this is on my mind right now and I need to get this answer. And he never turns me away. He never does. But what I'm saying is it takes all of us to make this a better place. It takes all of us, whether it's the law enforcement or whether it's the mayor's office, whether it's pastors that lead our people, whether it's community leaders. It takes all of us. All of us. So good to see you, Ms. Kim. Ms. Kim has such a sweet spirit. I see her every morning walking in the neighborhood, and there's encouragement from her because I've never talked to her about Jesus, but I know she knows Jesus because I see the countenance. Have you ever seen someone that's always smiling, always greeting someone? That's Ms. Kim. Well, sometimes my day's not that good, and I can always count on Ms. Kim. When I see her, she's going to wave, whether she's riding her bicycle or whether she's walking. It is those things that enable us as leaders to propel forward. We've got to continuously do that, because here's the deal. It's going to be a miserable world if all we know is what we know. If all we know is what we know, then we're going to miss the boat. We're going to miss the boat, because God places gifts in each and every one of us for ultimately his kingdom, ultimately for his glory. And so in our practical jobs, I encourage you today in this battle, when it's dark, God's word drives new light. God's word will remove the darkness. When it's tough, scripture declares that in our weakness, his strength is made perfect. And so why can't we, as Christian leaders, have that in our workforce? Maybe it's a silent prayer. Maybe it's a kind word. Maybe it's what we don't say that helps someone get through the day. Maybe they're expecting to be terminated today, and we extend grace and we find a way around it. Maybe I made a mistake on that blue form and someone encourages me, hey, we don't do it this way, let's do it this way. Because every day he extends new grace and new mercy to us. As the leaders, I want to go back to what I said at the beginning of this. God chose us. But in another life, in another world, we could all change places in whatever vocation we're in, and that could be us. Try to look through those individuals' eyes that we're serving every day. It's tough. It's tough when you tell them over and over and over, and they still do it the wrong way. It's tough when it costs the bottom line from a financial standpoint. God's our supplier. I don't believe God punishes us for giving grace. I do think he gives us wisdom to have stewardship. I do think that God shows us where to place people in those certain positions. And here's what I want to say this. Never avoid the spirit in you. Never avoid the spirit in you. Some of us are free. And what I mean by that, some of us can express our Christianity no matter where we are. In the schools, it's a little different. I tell my son, he goes to public school, hey, nobody can tell you what to do privately. Nobody can tell you what to do silently, but invoke the privilege of the Spirit. Invoke that privilege. That's what God has given to you when you accepted him as your Lord. Invoke it. Make it profound. There are going to be days where you don't want to go. Encourage yourself for this battle, because the battle is not going to stop anytime soon, because the adversary is still going to be there in so many different ways. I was talking to a young man here today, and I shared with him, we're getting ready to start a new school year, and it's excited, and I'm taking phone call from a parent. A parent's got an issue about, how do I get my key? Well, when does the schedule come out? Or what about my financial aid? Everybody's got an issue. But their issue has to be just as important to me as if it was my own child. Does it feel good sometimes? Am I repetitive sometimes? Sure I am. But in the big picture, what does it really cost me? What does it cost me? It doesn't cost me much at all. And so as I look amongst this crowd, my encouragement for you in the battle is use your spirit to help you. Use the people that God has placed around you, because he's not going to give you a vision. I heard this earlier today. God's not going to give you a vision and not provide provision. He's not going to do it. And sometimes that provision is not always monetarily. Sometimes it's people. Sometimes it's wisdom from someone else. Sometimes it's an extension of something that you thought was due today. He may give you a week or so where it just doesn't come to pass. I don't believe that just happens. I believe that is God making provision for his people, because we're in tune to what he's sharing with us. And I'll leave you with this. Always desire to plant good seed. Always desire to plant good seed. Because the Bible declares this: when you plant good seed, you have the right to expect a good harvest. Period. End of story. And so I didn't want to take up a lot of your time today, but I felt that those points were important for us in today's time, as we move forward in our community, as we move forward in our school, as we move forward in our churches, as we engage with different people from all walks of life. We've got to be aiders. We've got to be individuals that want to help people. We've got to be individuals as leaders to show the right way to do things. We've also got to be individuals that allow others in our world. I'll leave you with this brief story. I was praying about 3 weeks ago. And had just a particular thing I wanted to take to God that was bothering me. And I talked to God just like I'm talking to you all. And sometimes I think I hear from God, and it's not God. It's what I want to fit me. But I heard this. I heard this. You're not humble enough. What do you mean I'm not humble enough? I say, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. God, I'm grateful for everything you've done for me. And then as I read the scriptures, to go back to talk about the revelation, as I read the scriptures, here's what the Lord said to me. He says, you will become ultimately humble when you can be transparent about your pain, about those things that I've already brought you through. When you can share those things, then you'll be humble in my eyes. Still, God, what does that mean? Like, okay, I don't want to share that, but this is for my job. I just told you I'm responsible for 330-some-odd athletes that are just starting their lives, and sometimes because of positions and titles, they think we've always been there, like we've never lived where they've lived. And so that's my challenge this year, is to allow the Holy Spirit to direct me where to show young people some of my pains in my life, how I overcame certain things. And so talk to God about that, because as your wife said earlier, God can shut the valve at any point. And so I'm just grateful that he chose me, and I'm going to try to do the best I can. Thank you all so much for the privilege of being here. It's definitely been a blessing for me.